Ready for a deep dive, into the world of AI and all that. We're going straight to California for this one, a state that practically breathes techs. But hold on, we're not talking about the latest iPhone or anything like that. This time, it's about a California bill, SB 2047, that threw the tech world into utter chaos.
Oh, wow. SB 1047, the Safe and Secure Innovation for Frontier Artificial Intelligence Models Act. That's a mouthful.
Isn't it? So what's fascinating here is that California, a place known for always pushing the boundaries of innovation, suddenly decided to pump the brakes on AI.
It was a bold move, that's for sure. Sent shockwaves through Silicon Valley, even further, actually.
It's like everyone from those tech giants we hear about constantly to like global policymakers finally realize AI isn't science fiction anymore. It's here, it's powerful, and we can't just ignore the potential consequences.
Exactly. And that's what makes this whole conversation so complex. It's not just about AI's potential.
Right.
Yeah, it's not just about, revolutionizing industries and, finding solutions to global problems. It's also about recognizing the risks, the unintended consequences, the ethical questions that come up when you're creating machines with this level of intelligence. Real, serious intelligence.
Okay, so let's break down SB 1047. What was California trying to do with this bill?
So at its core, the bill aimed to set some ground rules for developing and using really powerful AI models. And I'm not talking about your basic chatbot here. We're talking systems that need massive data, huge amounts of computing power. We're talking upwards of $100 million just to train them. These are the covered models. The bill focuses on the ones with the potential for incredible progress, but also, some would argue, significant risk.
It's like if AI models were cars, this bill was all about regulating the Formula One race cars, not your everyday sedan.
That's a perfect analogy. And just like those Formula One races have strict safety rules, SB 2047 proposed a set of, well, let's just call them requirements for the people making these powerful AI models.
Got it. So less suggestions, more you have to do this. What kind of requirements?
One of the big ones that got everyone talking was the kill switch mandate.
Oh, yeah. A kill switch for AI.
It's a way to completely shut down an AI if it starts doing something dangerous or completely unexpected.
That's both kind of reassuring and a little creepy, don't you think? I mean, it's good to know someone can hit the brakes if things go off the rails, but actually building a kill switch for something as complex as a powerful AI, how would that even work? What else was in this bill?
Well, there was more to it than just the kill switch, of course. The bill also mandated a whole bunch of safety and security protocols that developers would have to put in place. Think of it like a, a big risk management plan for AI, something to catch problems before they even happen.
So it's not just reacting after the fact. It's about making safety and security top priorities right from the beginning.
And to make sure everyone was taking it seriously, the bill also said developers had to document everything. They couldn't just say, "Oh yeah, we're being careful." They had to prove it.
Show their work.
Regular risk assessments, testing for bias, independent audits to make sure they were following the rules. It was all in there.
Sounds intense. So SB 1047 was basically trying to make the whole development process for powerful AI a lot more rigorous. Checks and balances everywhere.
That's a good way to put it.
But it didn't stop at what was happening inside tech companies, did it? This bill also would have impacted open source AI, those developers who share their code publicly. What would SB 1047 have meant for them?
That is where things get really complicated. See, the bill didn't just target those big for-profit tech companies. It applied to anyone developing or deploying these powerful AI models, regardless of whether they were making money from them or not. So even academics, researchers, independent developers working in the open source world, they could have all been subject to the bill's requirements.
And that's where a lot of people got worried about stifling innovation.
Critics said that SB 2047, for all its good intentions, might have made it too hard for smaller players to get into the AI game.
It's a valid concern. The open source community thrives on collaboration, sharing ideas openly. Would this bill have slowed that down? It's hard to say for
It's
sure.
a tough balance.
It is. On one side, you've got these very real potential risks with powerful AI. We need some way to prevent harm. But then, on the other side, if you have too many rules, you could crush innovation, especially in a field as fast-moving as AI. It's like, how do you put up guardrails without building walls?
Finding that sweet spot is tricky.
Definitely.
And speaking of striking a balance, let's talk about how California planned to actually enforce SB 2047. Because from what I've heard, they weren't messing around. Like, the Attorney General could have come down pretty hard on anyone who broke the rules. Oh, they weren't kidding. Those fines. Big enough to make even the wealthiest tech CEOs think twice. But it went beyond just money, you know?
Really?
The Attorney General would have had the power to shut it down, halt the use of an AI model completely if a company wasn't playing by the rules.
Wow. Okay, so California was serious.
That's serious.
It's wild, right? This wasn't just, like, lawmakers versus Silicon Valley. SB 1047 really stirred things up within the AI world itself.
It definitely wasn't as simple as a pro-regulation versus anti-regulation fight. SB 1047 created some really strange bedfellows, that's for sure.
Totally. Like, all the usual alliances got scrambled. So sure. Who are the big voices speaking out in favor of SB 1047?
Well, on the side pushing for more regulation, you had some of the biggest names in AI safety.
Okay.
People like Yoshua Bengio, Jeffrey Hinton, you know, the pioneers of deep learning. They've been sounding the alarm about the dangers of unchecked AI for years.
They've seen it all.
To them, SB 1047 was a necessary step. A way to get ahead of the game before things get out of control.
And it's got to mean something when the people actually building these AI systems are the ones saying, hey, we need some rules here.
For sure. And it wasn't just them. Over 100 employees from companies like OpenAI, Google's DeepMind, even Anthropic signed that open letter supporting the bill.
Wait, hold on. Insiders actually wanting more regulation? That's huge. What were they hoping to achieve?
A lot of them. The engineers and researchers, they were basically saying that things are moving so fast in AI, we need to slow down and be more careful.
I see.
They saw SB 1047 as a way to make sure AI development prioritizes, you know, ethics, safety, not just pushing the limits for the sake of it.
So they're the ones in the trenches, and they were like, trust us, this stuff is powerful enough that we need some boundaries.
Exactly. And get this, even Anthropic, a company known for being super into AI safety, even they had a complicated relationship with this bill.
Oh, how so?
Well, early on, they were worried about earlier versions, thought it might actually make AI safety harder and stifle good innovation.
That's interesting. So even those who generally agreed on regulation had their doubts.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. But after a lot of back and forth, pushing for changes, Anthropic ended up supporting the final version. They realized that while not perfect, it was a big step in the right direction.
Pragmatic, I guess you could say.
Yeah, exactly. They decided to work within the system to make it better.
And it wasn't just the tech world paying attention to this, was it? I mean, even SAG-AFTRA, the Screen Actors Guild, they came out in support of SB 2047. That's Hollywood getting involved in AI regulation. What were their concerns?
Actors are understandably worried about AI, especially with deepfakes and all that.
Makes sense.
It's about their livelihoods, you know. They're worried about their images being used without consent, about jobs being lost, about losing creative control over their own work.
It's a whole new world for them to navigate. Like, what even is a performance when AI can create it?
For sure.
And of course, we can't talk about AI without mentioning Elon Musk.
Right.
He's been on both sides, pushing for AI development, but also warning about the risks. And even he supported SB 2047.
Yeah, he did. He's been pretty clear that some kind of regulation is essential to make sure AI is used responsibly.
Which is kind of a big deal coming from someone so involved in companies like Tesla that are using AI in such a big way. He's basically saying, look, even I think we need some guardrails here.
Exactly. Even the people at the forefront of AI development are realizing that with great power comes, well, a need for some rules. But look, we've got to be fair. SB 2047 had its share of critics, too. And some of the loudest voices against it were other big names in the AI world.
Right. This wasn't a one-sided debate. Let's talk about the arguments against SB 2047. Who were some of the key players on that side?
Some really big names in AI actually opposed this bill. Yann LeCun, Fei-Fei Lim, Andrew Ng.
Hold on. Those are some of the biggest names in AI. They've literally shaped the field.
Exactly. And they had serious concerns about SB 2047.
So these aren't people who are dismissive of AI or anything. They get it. What were their main issues with the bill?
One of their biggest arguments was that SB 1047 was trying to regulate too much.
Too broad.
Way too broad. They said it didn't make enough of a distinction between different kinds of AI and the actual risks they pose, like lumping all covered models together, regardless of what they actually do or how dangerous they might be. That's a recipe for overregulation.
Okay, so it's that classic dilemma, right? How do you encourage innovation while also making sure things don't go totally off the rails?
Exactly. And these critics, they argued that a more targeted approach, one that focuses on specific uses and potential problems, would make a lot more sense.
So instead of this big sweeping law, something more focused.
Right, more like a scalpel than a sledgehammer.
Makes sense. But I'm guessing it wasn't just about the theory of it all. Were there practical concerns too?
Oh, absolutely. For companies that are already pouring tons of money into AI, like OpenAI, Meta, complying with SB 1047 would have been a massive headache.
I bet.
Those independent audits, the cybersecurity measures, all the paperwork, it all adds up.
Yeah, you can't just wave a magic wand and make AI safe. Someone's got to pay for it. And I'm guessing that was a major concern, especially for smaller companies and startups just getting into AI.
Absolutely. And the critics were quick to point out that those costs could end up making it much harder for smaller players to compete.
So it's not just about the immediate impact on big tech, it's about shaping the entire future of the AI industry.
Exactly. And that concern about fairness, about making sure everyone has a shot, that's something venture capitalists were worried about too. Andreessen Horowitz, for example, they really came out swinging against SB 247.
Interesting. Venture capitalists are all about pushing boundaries, disrupting things. What were they concerned about specifically?
Well, they were worried that SB 2047 would make California a much less attractive place to start and grow an AI company. They argued that all those rules and regulations would scare away investors and entrepreneurs.
Driving innovation elsewhere.
Exactly. And that's the last thing California wants.
No kidding. So even with the best of intentions, SB 1047 could have backfired, making it harder to develop AI safely and responsibly right here in California.
It's a real possibility.
And get this, even some California lawmakers, people like Nancy Pelosi and Zoe Lofgren, they had reservations about SB 1047.
They did, which again is pretty surprising, right, given California's reputation as a tech-forward state.
Yeah, what were their concerns?
They basically agreed with a lot of the criticisms we just talked about.
Okay.
They said that while AI regulation is definitely important, SB 1047's approach was probably a little too heavy-handed, you know?
Yeah.
Too much, too soon.
Interesting.
They were worried about creating this giant, complicated web of rules that would be really tough for businesses to navigate, especially smaller ones.
It sounds like there was a real sense, even within California, that this wasn't an easy call. Everyone was trying to find that balance.
Absolutely.
And this whole thing even went beyond California. The U.S. Department of Commerce got involved.
They did. And that's significant because, you know, they're all about supporting American businesses and making sure the U.S. economy is strong. And they were worried that SB 2047 might actually hurt American companies, especially on the global stage.
Okay, now that's really interesting. So a decision made in California could have had ripple effects around the world.
That was their whole point.
Yeah.
They were saying that if California puts in all these strict rules for AI that other countries don't have, it puts American companies at a disadvantage.
I see.
It creates an uneven playing field, you know.
So this bill, which was meant to make AI safer, ends up potentially hurting innovation, competition, even America's place in the global tech landscape. It's just, wow, it's complicated.
That's the thing about AI, right? It's powerful, it's changing rapidly, and figuring out how to manage it responsibly is a massive challenge. There are no easy answers.
So with all this debate, all these different perspectives, what happened? Did California actually become the first state to put these big AI regulations into law?
Well, Newsom decided to veto SB 1047.
He vetoed it.
He did.
Wow, that's a big deal. So California decided not to regulate AI after all.
Well, hold on. It's not quite that simple. It wasn't that he disagreed with the idea of regulating AI, especially with California being such a tech hub.
Right.
It was more that he thought SB 1047's approach wasn't the right one.
What do you mean?
Well, the bill focused a lot on the cost of developing an AI model is the main reason to regulate it. And Newsom thought that was way too simplistic.
So it's not just about how much money is poured into it. It's about how it's actually used.
Exactly. He was basically saying that a good AI regulation strategy needs to look at the specifics.
Yeah.
How is the AI being used? What are the potential harms of that specific use? What's the actual level of risk involved?
So more like a scalpel, less like a sledgehammer.
Exactly. In his veto statement, he actually called for everyone to work together on this. Lawmakers, experts, the tech industry.
Mm-hmm.
He really wants California to set the standard for AI regulation, not just in the U.S., but globally.
Okay, so California is hitting pause, not giving up. And they're not starting from scratch either, are they?
Didn't they already pass some laws to deal with certain aspects of AI?
Oh, yeah. California's been pretty proactive on some of the more pressing AI issues, especially those that have, like, real-world consequences right now.
Like what?
Well, they've passed laws about deepfakes, especially those used for, you know, spreading misinformation or manipulating elections. There's a lot of concern about using someone's image without consent, too.
Right. That makes sense. What about all those concerns about bias in AI? I mean, if the data used to train these systems is biased, won't the AI just be biased, too?
Exactly.
And that could lead to some really unfair outcomes, especially in things like hiring, loan applications, even healthcare.
You're getting it. And California's been looking into that, how to make sure AI systems used for those things are actually fair and transparent.
So are any of these laws a good example of that more targeted approach Newsom seems to be after?
One that comes to mind is the AI Training Data Transparency Bill. Newsom actually signed that one. What does it do?
It's all about the data used to train these AI systems.
Yeah.
It basically says developers have to be more open about where they get their data and how they use it.
Okay, so shedding light on the process makes sense, because at the end of the day, an AI is only as good as the data it learns from.
Exactly. And if that data is messed up somehow, the AI is going to be messed up too.
So transparency is key.
Absolutely. It's about accountability. It's about making sure AI development is done ethically and responsibly.
So for everyone listening, for all of us who are both excited and maybe a little uneasy about AI, what's the main takeaway here?
The big takeaway is this. SB 1047 might be gone, but this conversation about AI regulation, it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
In fact, it's only going to get more intense. California might be taking a breather, but they're not backing down. They know how important this is, and they want to get it right.
And because it's California, whatever they decide will probably have a ripple effect on the rest of the country, maybe even the whole world.
Totally. The decisions we make now about AI, about how we develop it, how we use it, how we regulate it, those decisions are going to have huge consequences.
For all of us.
For all of us.
This is a big one, folks. A real turning point. And as we wrap up this deep dive, it leaves us with a big question. If SB 1047 wasn't the answer, what is? How do we regulate something as powerful and as rapidly changing as AI in a way that's effective but also doesn't stifle innovation? It's a challenge, but one we've got to figure out together.